There's a replacement tape for tape number TY-152, which was damaged. And we're taking it from Meister Shen Yud Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Hila, a few lines down from the top of the Amud. Amar Rabbi Hila V'tani Kein, Rabbi Hila said, and we also learned in a Braisa, V'im ba behema tmeya v'padaber kecho, it says about a behema tmeya, that it should be redeemed in its your value, in its value. Ma behema tmeya miuchedes, sheshova shas bidyoin l'shas hekdesho, behema tmeya has the quality that at the time it is redeemed, it's similar to the time that it is consecrated, in that if it was consecrated while it was alive, and it's still alive, it's one time you're redeeming it, so there's an equivalence between the time of redemption and the time of sanctification. The same thing is true about an animal which is mesa. You can redeem as long as the time it is redeemed is equivalent to the time it became hekdesh, which is that it was dead under both circumstances. So an animal which is alive can redeem when it's alive. An animal which was sanctified dead can be sanctified when it was while it is still dead. This exclusive case where he said Harei a hekdesh umesa, when he made something hekdesh and then it died. So shavas shas pidyon l'shas hekdesh. There's no correlation then between the shas pidyon and the shas hekdesh. And what the Gemara means to say here is, from here we see that a behemot tmeya is chayv and hamada varocha. You have to actually be able to stand it up and reckon its value, because if it wasn't chayv and hamada varocha, then you could simply redeem an animal which was alive after it's died without any problem. But by virtue, we see the fact that if it was alive, it must remain alive. We understand that you need hamada varocha, and that's why achar misa you cannot redeem it. Amar Rabbi Yosi Masdiso Amar Kein. Rabbi Yosi said the Braisa says this. In a donkey, you are moil in the donkey, and you're moil in the cholov, in the milk of the donkey. So, what is the pshat in moil milk of the donkey? Says Rabbi Yosi, or rather, what can we infer from the fact that you're moil in the milk of a donkey? Says Rabbi Yosi, chol lav kamisoi, isn't the milk equivalent to being dead, meaning it's not shaykh to amad of aracha? So therefore we say that v'koshu ton podi moilin bo, and the Gemara says pidyon, even if it can't be subject to amad of aracha, such as this case where the milk cannot be stood up and redeemed, and a meisor can't be stood up and redeemed, nevertheless it is shaykh to pidyon, and therefore it is shaykh to me'ilah. So the Gemara tries to be manche this Raya of Rabbi Yosi, and the Gemara says that perhaps we can say that that's not the pshat in this Braisa. The Gemara says, "Intifnei l'shem." Intifnei l'shem hilchos misa, the lo yachil the tina chamora. You can't say that this is talking about the halacha which emanates from the halacha which is comparable to halacha of a dead animal, because then why would you talk about a chamora? It's misleading to mention a live donkey in together with the milk if the milk is intended to be an issue with death. So therefore it must be talking about a case, it's a special reason why it can be put in the milk, some other reason. What other reason might there be? Maybe this price is going to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Amar Kodesh Bedek Abayis Ain Tunim Amar Avarocha. Rabbi Shimon holds Kodesh Bedek Abayis don't require Amar Avarocha. Maybe he's the author of this price, so maybe that's why it doesn't require Amar Avarocha. Not because Mesa doesn't require Amar Avarocha, just because all Kodesh Bedek Abayis don't require Amar Avarocha. Rabbi Shimon said, Lama Li Chamayra. If he was talking like Rabbi Shimon, then no animal requires pidyon, not even a behemah Torah, assuming that it is better kabayis. So it must be coming to tell us that two things. First of all, the behemah tmeya takas amar avarocha, but it's only because the cholav is kemesa that ain't tzarich amar avarocha. So we divide up between the chamor and its milk. The chamor does require amar avarocha, as long as, and therefore, if it dies before you do amar avarocha, it's not shayach to pidyon anymore. Whereas the milk, since it's like mesa, doesn't require amar avarocha because it's as if it is dead. Okay, so that's the Sugi Vaiter, Tapa Chof Hamad Alf. Amr Abizir, Abizir said, Amr Atar Porteo Ba Mikdash Vekonseo Ba Gvulim. Abizir is coming to explain that which it says in the Mishnah, that if you made wine, made the Meiser Sheni wine after you closed the barrels, the Meiser acquires the barrel as well. So when you, in other words, the barrel also has to be redeemed when you get to Yerushalayim. So he's explained, the Torah said, spend it in the Mikdash, in Yerushalayim, really, the Konseh B'Gvulin, and gather it in the Gvulin, gather it outside Yerushalayim. Ma Mikdash Yotza Kan Kan L'Chulin, just like we learned that when you partake a closed barrels in Yerushalayim, in a place where it's customary to buy closed barrels, the container goes out to Chulin, because the container is considered absorbed in the wine, like, not absorbed is the wrong word, it's tafel, it's subordinate to the wine, and included in the money which is paid for the wine, and you don't have to sell the container separately, and then eat the corresponding value which you raise from the container for Meiser Sheni. So just like that, when you, in Yerushalayim, when you pay for the wine, the container goes out to Chulin. Bigvulin nitvas kankum Meiser. So too, when you call Meiser on the closed barrel after it's been sealed, then the barrel becomes tufel to the wine, supporting the wine, and Meiser Sheni also pertains to the kankan as well. And then when you get to Yerushalayim, you take have to. When you want to redeem this Meiser Sheni, you have to redeem the value of the kankan as well. So again, let's see it back in the Gemara. This is the way to learn our Mishnah. If before you could close the barrels, you called it Meiser Sheni, then the Meiser does not acquire the container. But if you once you seal the barrel, you called it Meiser, then Meiser Kankan, then the Meiser acquires the container as well. Achlo gofan kara shame. If before you close the barrel, do you cook designated it as Meiser Sheni? So oilus bechol meo. So then, if you lose the barrel which has Meiser Sheni in it, it is oil in what in 100 other barrels if it gets mixed in. The same thing is true about truma. If you call it truma before you close the barrel, also be bottle 1 in 100. However, but if you made the chavit sesuma meiser sheni or truma, then raise the davar choshev, and as the davar choshev, it is not botel. Also, imach lo gafan karashem. If you before you were closed in the barrels, you designated one. In this case, it's about truma, same thing meiser sheni. Turim me'achad al kol, one can be turned from all of them because they're all considered to be united since they're still open. Mishagafan karashem, but if only once they were sealed, you call you a designated name. Turim me'kol echad ve'echad, and you have to take truma for each one separately. Ba'med var amurim b'shonayid. When is this stated by wine where the barrel has a special relationship with the wine? Abul shol shemen, but if it's an oil, bein achul gafan bein mishagafan lo kana meiser kankan. Since the barrel is integral to the preservation of the wine, so therefore the wine is the meiser sheni never requires the kankan, whether it's before or after the before or after you seal the barrel, and therefore. Whether you seal the barrel or not, you don't have this special concept of davar choshev, and therefore it is batel 1 in 100. And bein achlo gafan, bein mishagafan, since again there's no concept of the preservation chavis duma, whether you took off the truma before you seal the barrels or after you seal the barrels, tarei me'echad al hakol, you take off truma from one on everything. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, the kasha al Beis Shammai. This is difficult on Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. Why did Beis Shammai in the Mishnah say that once you seal the barrels, if you want to then be tori me'echad al kol, you have to unseal the barrels? The reason why that's the case is because that's the question. The question is why if you come to be turim from one barrel and all of them after you seal the barrels, it's not enough just to open them, but rather you have to pour all the wine into a larger container and then take the truma off from on everything. Mabinos is one of the chamisha sakin begoyren. What's the difference between this and 5 sacks of grain in a silo? Il chamisha sakin begoyren shemay tori ma'aser mizel ze. There are 5 sacks of grain in the goren. Don't you take off true ma'aser from each other? It's all considered to be mukaf. It's all considered to be one thing. So how come here it's different in the case of this ma'aser sheni in the case of wine we have to open the barrels. The Gra changes the girsa here, and in the two Amoraim who come now to explain Rabbi Chanina's kasha. So the way the Gra has the girsa, he has Rabbi Bo Amar Lachroina Hushva. And his question is only going on the last din, where Beis Shammai says you have to open them all up and put them together in order to take Truma from one to each other. But that which Beis Shammai holds that they're still considered to retain the Aruch of Dover Shebeminyon, and that they don't go out to Chulin, to be cancelled, and ad shiaru l'soicha, until you pour it all into one large container, that he doesn't have difficulty from the chamisha sakin. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, however, said, Amar al Rishayna Hushva. Yeshua ben Levi said that since we see, the question is on everything, that since we see that that by 5 sakin, it's all considered to be one hekef, in the 5 sacks in the warehouse, so here too, even if you don't, if they just became open, if you don't pour from all of them into one large one, also here, the kankan should go out to Chulin, and there should be bittel, because the fact that it became open should be suffice. So that's each one explains Lushita in a different way the question Rabbi Chanina asked. So Gemara doesn't answer that question. The Gemara continues on to a new topic. The Gemara says, Im, and here though it says Rov the Groves Girsa, not the Grove, rather the Rosh's Girsa, and others, Agoris Im Omar. When do I say the kankan is tozo becomes part and parcel of ma'aser sheni? When he was makdish the entire kankan. But if you left even a revius of chulin in the kankan, then the kankan, just like that revius, remains chulin as well. Rabbi Shem B'Yochum says, Masdisa Omer Kain. We find this also in our Mishnah, because it says, Rabbi Shomer Afamel Chavero, so to the person's friends, Chavis Dani Morchel Chachutz Mikankana Yotza L'chulin. We see that if a person sells his friend, and the chavis decides the kankan, so then say so too. There you have a din of yotzal l'chulin, meaning, at least the way the Rash learns this Gemara, it means that when you come to sell your friend the chavis, you say, "I'm selling you this chavis besides the kankan," but you also mean to say, "I'm really selling you the revis." A revius in this in this container, and I'm retaining to myself the rest of it to make my sersheni. So then, although most of it is my sersheni because you retained the rest of it for my sersheni, nevertheless, since you sold them a revius, which is going to remain chulin, therefore the kankan goes with the revius. Not that he necessarily buys the kankan, but the kankan maintains its shame chulin. So it comes out a very interesting thing, according to the way the Rashi is learning in Gemara, that although you sold, since even though the overwhelming majority of the barrel is meiser sheni, and you just sold the guy revius in some of the kankan, but nevertheless, miko that the revius was sold, the kankan also does not get a din of meiser sheni, and therefore it remains chulin. Okay, new parak. Hamolch peres ma'aser sheni mokam yerko mokam azol. If you take fruit of ma'aser sheni from a place where they are more expensive to a place where they are less expensive, cheap, or mokam azol from a place where they are less expensive, mokam yoker, a place where they're more expensive, podeo bishar mikomo. You go by the place where the fruit is at the time it's redeemed, whether it's a kula or a chumra. Maybe peres min hagoyim la'ir, if you bring fruit from the silo into the city, kade yain, jugs of wine, min hagaslir, from the press to the city, hashevach l'sheni v'etzir mibeso. The fact that it's redeemed for more, the fact that it's worth more money, you have to redeem it at the higher price. High that you paid money in order to get to the city, that you have to pay from your own pocket. You can't take that from the ma'aser sheni redemption price. Pay the ma'aser sheni kashar zol. Nevertheless, when you do redeem ma'aser sheni, you don't go by the most expensive price in the market, but you both go like shar hazol, like the lower price, meaning kamosha chanvani lokeach, the price that the retailer pays, the wholesaler, v'lo kamo shumocher, but not as he sells. Kamosha shulchani pirate, and if you come to switch ma'aser sheni money, proof says that ma'aser sheni for a seller of silver of your own, which you do this transaction independently, so you reckon the seller to absorb many prutos, just like a money changer does when he when he gives a selah to other people for prutos, they have to pay more prutos in order to get the selah. So here, you can, the selah can contain more prutos, and that is a kula over here. Let's see it over here, good side again. Commotion of Shulchani, part of the commotion of Mitzari. Like the Shulchani, when the Shulchani takes. When the Shulchani gives a sellah for the prutos of others, then he takes a lot of prutos, and not like he's mitzaref, not like the price is when he gathers his own prutos and gives them the sellah of another person, but he gives them many less prutos. Okay. Anybody might say sheni achsara, you don't do might say sheni by approximation. And should you do it if it's known that the price is known, if tafi echad, you can be redeem it on the basis of one person say so. It's hard to ascertain the price, and nifta pishlosh, you need three people to ascertain its price. Gonayai shakises, that's like wine which started to become vinegary, that's hard to determine its value. Upeir shakiva, for fruit which has begun to go to rot. Umo shakhiu, and money which has begun to become rusty. Okay, the Gemara says, Hamolich peros, somebody who takes the fruit. Am Rabbi Yonah lamu el hamolich. In other words, once you did it, it's b'dieved, habitchila usur. You're not allowed to take peros ma'ishasheni from their original place to somewhere else, only either to redeem them in their place or to take them to Yerushalayim. With a peros ma'ishasheni, and this is talking specifically about peros ma'ishasheni, you're not allowed to take them place to place. Of peros and tefillin ma'ishasheni, but peros which are still tevel, from which ma'ishasheni has not yet been taken, I feel chatchila mosu even allowed lechatchila take them from place to place. Kodah Rabbi havele peren hacha, such as Rabbi who had fruit here, uperen bekutanyan, and he had fruit in somewhere else called Kutanyan. Vavakava maestros to hacha tamon, and he put them. He set the maestros on the fruit, which was in his own city where it was more expensive, with the fruit of tevel umfarklam bishara de tamon, and he would redeem them according to the value in Kutanyan, which is cheaper, since he could have taken them there when they were tevel. So the pshat is that since the peros over there were sufficiently, not sufficiently, the peros were portable since it was still tevel, so the amigo that he could have brought them over here and been nicer from them on the peros which he had, from the cheaper peros on the peros that, which are in the more expensive location, even now that they're still in their place, it doesn't matter, he can use them and redeem them, or redeem the peros over here in the more expensive place on the basis of the peros there, which are in less expensive place. I'm not sure what we do with Mishalomina Mukov. It would seem to be a problem with Mishalomina Mukov, but the Gemara doesn't address it, and I have not looked it up for today. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Tom Tintani, we learned Ben Biyoker Vahuzlu, Ben Bezol Vahukru. Whether you always put that coin to the current shahr, whether they were more expensive, now they became cheaper, whether they were cheaper, now became more expensive. So, Gemara says, Nicha Biyoker Vahuzlu. I understand if they're more expensive and then they went down, you breed them like now. But Bezol Vahukru, what? But if they were cheap and they became more... I read this wrong. Sorry. Tani ben biokavusu ben bezol v'hukru, no matter what, you pay according to the shahr zol. It doesn't matter. You always pay according to the shahr zol, regardless. So, snich biokavusu, so the obvious question is, if you pay, if they were originally expensive, then they became cheaper, so then I understand. But bezol v'hukru, why? Like why you get to be paid at the bezol price? Shani shiochol harim alav focha mina choymesh. So Gemara says an interesting thing. Since he can be marim, he's permitted to use the loophole to exempt Maaser Sheni from the choymesh, as we learned later on in the halacha gimel because of the word bracha. And we're not makpid in the pidyon, we see that it should be not meticulous in adding the fifth and so on. So too, we can be paid it now, like the Shahr HaZol, because of that bracha, which it says by Maaser Sheni. It's a beautiful thing. The fact that it says bracha allows us to pay less for it. Tani Abba bar Khalife bar Karya Omar. Whoever that is, I'm not sure how to read that. I guess it's Abba bar Khalife said that bar Karya said that that which it says in Tosefta that Maaser Sheni is redeemed Kishar Makoimo. That only says him by Medvar Morim Bivadai. When it's Vadim Hashanah, Abad Mai, Ben Biokabuzu, Ben Bobizol, Vahukru, Mokro, Bizol. And Maaser Sheni, showed Mai, even when you move from place to place, and even you move from a cheaper place to a more expensive place, you go like the original Shahar Hazol. So says Gemara Lama, why is that the case? Mishum Shen Yorli Mokher Bizol. If the reason is the reason because you could have redeemed the fruit, it says sell, when the pharaohs were in the Malkam Azol, or Mishum, grow changes, or because you can take them back to the Malkam Azol and redeem them there. Mana people know what's interesting the two possible reasons. The difference in the case where they went back and then became more expensive in the first place than they were originally. In Tamar, if you're going to say it's Mishum because, Megro here changes this also, because you take it back to its place, it doesn't help you anymore, it doesn't help you, because it got expensive in the original place. But in Tamar, you're going to say it's because at some point in history it was suitable to sell cheaper, so still they retain that original status that they were at some point in their history they were capable of being sold for a cheaper price. And Kehado. And this is like the following maisa. Rabbi Chia bar Abba habe b'roimi. Rabbi Chia bar Abba was in Rome. The chamsu mefarkin ilin diklusaya, and he saw them redeeming the certain type of distinguished figs. Hadahacha that come from Eretz Yisrael. Tamon over there in Rome. B'shara dahacha, and the according to the Shar, which we have, or which had in Eretz Yisrael. So he's going by the Shara's own Eretz Yisrael, even though in Rome it was much more expensive. So he said, Amar Man de Hoire Loin, who's the one who passed this way from him? Chilfei, here it says Chilfei Akira, the Rosh Cirilio takes out Bakura, I'm not sure exactly why, I guess because Bakura is not a separate person, maybe Bakura is his. But Ben Kriya, it was a laner or something. I don't know. Anyway, Chilfei Orilum. Okay. Says Gemara Vayter. Tani, we went to the Rebbe Tosefta. Mistaker who Adam at Shekel, a person can get make money up to a Shekel. Mistaker Adam Revius, a person can make money up to a Revius. In other words, I'm going to explain. Hechavito, what are we talking about? Dinara Hacha Betrain. If you have a dinar, which over here is worth 200 betray money. Sorry, if you have a dinar here, which is worth, I'm reading now with the girsa of the Gra, which changes almost everything here. So bear with me. Hechavi dinar hacha betray money. If a dinar here is worth 200 prutos, uva the ad be'el, and an ad be'el it's worth. Betray money in Mechamshin. It's worth 250. The dinner's worth 250 prutos. He takes out and says, Alvin Volkan. Who boy Meitan? And he has to give Chamishin. Umisuk. He has to pay $50 in order to get from here to Ad Be'el. So here it's worth. A dinner is worth $200 prutos, and there it's worth 250 prutos, and he has to pay 50 prutos to get it from here to there. The Yoav Lon lay betray money of a chamshin, so you're allowed to be paid here at the rate of 250 prutos on the sellout, as it's worth an ad be'el. And that way you're making 50 prutos, which you would have had to pay to take them for Ad Be'el. And it's only a revius, which is a quarter, that we found which is a quarter on the inside, which is a chaimish milabar, amigo, that you could have been you could have been redeemed, you could have exempted yourself from the chaimish, so therefore we let you get off with, so to speak, cheating my sushani up to the chaimish as well. So that's why instead of redeeming only 200 prutos on this seller, you get to redeem 250 prutos on the seller, which is a quarter from the inside, a fifth from the outside, and we don't take into account the $50, which you, the 50 prutos you'd have to spend in order to get the adbeel. Tani, we learned, ain't putting Maisu Shani l'shem Shani or l'shem Chulin. When you redeem Maisu Shani in a manner of a sale, that the money takes over as Lucius Maisu Shani and the food goes out to Chulin, you shouldn't say you're selling the Maisu Shani, you should say you're selling Chulin, because it'd be Zoya Maisu Shani to say that you're selling the Maisu Shani. Rabbi Shaul bar Hagatz b'chashua kol yoidim bo shu Shani, afilu kain. It's to go to such an extent, this is an exaggeration, say if everybody knows that, this is the way to read it, sorry. And imagine a case where everybody knows this Mashani, isn't this, ridiculous? Nevertheless, even if everybody knows, still you should not say you're selling Mashani, you should say you're selling Chulin. Tani, we went to Brisa. Ain't playing Mashani, Elo Bimin Al Mino. When you want to reckon the value of Maisusheni, you have to reckon with what similar fruit would cost, and not a different apples and oranges, not what a different fruit would cost. The low cane, so it says more. And if you were, and if not that, what would it have said? Isn't that poshut? You can't use barley to reckon the price of wheat, and wheat to reckon the price of barley. Says my lochein tzricha. No, so about the following case. Afilu mina agdu shimtis shimtis agdu. Even there are two different types of grain, of wheat. One is white wheat, and one is red wheat. You cannot comparison price from one to the other. You have to price each one separately. Am Rabbi Chinina said, Rabbi hayolokeh kishuin b'choros l'malchus. The Rabbi used to take the first crop of gourds, which were very, very choshev, to send them to the governor, to the king, as a present. And he wouldn't wait until they gathered 10 in order to send them, but rather he put the maaser sheni of each one. He used to identify it as being near the oikets, near the tip of each one. And he looked at those pieces as if they were cut off, and it was part of them according to their value, as if they were cut pieces cut off that mice, those mice, cut off those gourds. Rabbi Yochanan asked, Shlemos, Vatamat Chatuchos, since they're Shlemos now, they're worth more, so how can you be part of them according to the Shar of Chatuchos if they're actually Shlemos? Rabbi Yochanan said, the Rabbi Yochanan asked a good question. If two people were partners in a gourd, one gourd, one has one part ownership, the other has nine parts ownership. Does a guy with the nine say to the guy with the one, well, you take your one piece and I'll take my nine pieces? It doesn't work that way, because then it's worth less. Rather, you together, they sell it at a higher price and they split the proceeds. The Maaser Sheni is worth more. Why? How can he see it that like it is if it is separated, as if it's cut off? And along those lines, and not like Rebbe, it seems, Kador Shim B'Rebbe have a, it says in Mafkid, which means to direct, but Groh changes to Makbid. He was meticulous, or he stood Elain on those Derumia, the people of the south, Abu Zalzlin Ba, who were being paid according to the Shar B'Zoil of the gourds. Nastun Bar Kapara, and he commanded Bar Kapara, the Kartamar Kume, and they cut all the gourds into pieces. Amar Le Tavu Klum, and he said, is it good now at all? So therefore, you shouldn't take out the Maaser Sheni as if it's cut, because when it's cut, it's almost worthless. You have to take out the Maaser Sheni as it's worth when it's whole. Arkadum Mila Mikartata Velotava. So that makes sense. By pears which go bad when you cut them into small pieces. Mila katatavitava, what about pears which are better when they're cut up? Better meaning they're more edible, not that they're going to last. They're going to last less. They're going to be able to be stockpiled for less time, but they taste better. So in that case, are you not allowed to be part of them for the cut price? Well, it doesn't answer. Could be in that case, and Achnami, they're allowed to be part of them for the cut price. I guess maybe for Rebbe, we could say that since these are the special, most expensive gourds because they were cut so early, so therefore he was really, there was above and beyond their normal price, so that's why he was playing them like the shahr arugil of gourds, which would be tantamount to the shahr of the precious gourds pieces. Maybe, I don't know. Says Gemara Vaitel. Rishon Levi Amar. Rishon Levi said, "Ain poidi my zusheni ella at shloshim v'shisha b'shivoy." The Rashi really changes to "Ain poidi my zusheni at shloshim v'shlosha b'shivoy mea." You only redeem on 33 for the value of 100. Yeah, so even though Shmuel holds that, you know, Bismanazay is going to be putting a Meister Shane Shavan Mea Mona on Pruta, but he holds you're not Mazalza that much. You can only go down to buy for 100, you can be voided for a third of its value of 33, but you can't go lower than that. Barmer Chisker said, Zeshum Chal Leichal Al Chati Pruta. A person who's Mechal El Meister Sheni cannot redeem it on a coin which is worth less than a pruta. Since it's worth less than a pruta, it doesn't have a din Meister Sheni, but it doesn't have a din Kesef, rather, Lo Yishloyek Mechal El Simon, it's like being redeeming on a slug. El Atcher Pruta, the coin has to be worth at least a pruta. Am Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami said, it should see according to the Rashi Rila, Kama Zimnin, several times, Alili, I went there in Kumi Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, for Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, Vinan Amre, and they said, Puk v'ishlim kadein tanya. Go and, they used to say that to people, not necessarily to him. So if you used to come to ask in the Shaila, go and pay, like we say, like the, you're going to go and be paid, like it says in the Mishnah, B'shar Hazol. But, used to make them pay full value, even Bezman Hazet. So that we see here that even though you can't take a pair of Shlime, according to Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, you have to pay full value, just you can do Kishas Hazar Hazol. Vino Nami did say, Puk Vashnim Kadein Netanyo, go out and pay according to the like with that which you want, pay to Mashi Shem Bishas Hazol, Lo Shas Yogar, but full price. Similarly, Kamosha Chenvani Lokev, Lo Kamosha Shemoich, like the Chenvani buys and not like he sells, but also full price. Moshe Shachani Bari, like the Shachani, when he's taking prutos, like Moshe Shachani, not when he's giving prutos, but not for nothing. Akadun Davar Meruba. So the Mishnah which says, this isn't really a new thing. Actually, the way the Levi Shlaim learns, Moshe Shachani Bari, lo Moshe Mitzarev. That's the Pitzka. That's a quote from the Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about that. That last thing. Akadum b'davar meruba. So that, he said, the Gemara says, that you're paid a kashar azol. Well, he says the last two things. Kamosha chenvani. I don't know why I have to say it. I don't know why I can't be all the words of Rabbi Yochanan Shlomo Shlokish, but that's what he says, that starting from kamosha chenvani, then it's already a header from the end of the Mishnah. So akadum b'davar meruba. So that makes sense when we're dealing with wholesale amounts. Right, that's obviously wholesale amounts are bought at wholesale. Haya davar mu'at, what if it's very little? So, afilu kain, says more, nevertheless, k'moshu chenvani k'lokev, k'moshu mo'icher, we look at that small amount as if it was a part of a wholesale deal. K'moshu chenvani k'lokev, as part of a larger deal for the money changer of a lo k'moshu mitzarev, not according to the lower shear. When Rabbi Yaakov m'chavei, choysel, he would show Yaakov, Nachum Yaakov would show his pack of dates. It was like they didn't have plastic bags back then. They used to put it into a chosel, into a bag made out of reeds, which was their temporary storage container. And he would show it to a carpenter who was seemed to was not his field of expertise, but nevertheless, he would rely on his Shuma and would redeem accordingly. Rabbi Yanai showed a measure of grain, l'chitunya. He showed it specifically to a person who does grind wheat, l'farka pume. Rabbi Simon chave payment, Rabbi Chilkia. Rabbi Simon showed food to Rabbi Chilkia. And Omar le b'shov yeyen. And Rabbi Chilkia said, you have to pay for their true value and not for... Not by, in other words, for full, true retail value, not for wholesale. I'm not sure who said what to whom. Rabbi Simon showed the fruit of my Rechukia. He said, he has to give it a coin, he has to pay a coin to its true full value. Shavein Amal Kain, I guess he agreed with it. Amar Rabbi. Rashi takes out the parentheses, Chilkei B'Shem Rabbi Simon. And, not sure I read it though here. I see. This is all Rabbi Simon's, Rabbi Simon's retort. So Rabbi Yehuda used again, Rabbi Simon showed the food, Rabbi Chilkia. And Rabbi Chilkia said, B'Shavien. And Omar Le, then Rabbi Simon said back, "Can't my Rabbi? Didn't Rabbi say anybody might share a piece shoytim? You can't redeem my shoytim based on what shoytim say, and you act this like a shtus on your part because you gave me a real wholesale price, not a retail price. So therefore, he rejected this shuma. Right? Pinchas kave parent le grusa. Similar case. So here showed a fruit to a grusa. I think is also a grinder. Yeah." And Amarle B'Shavinei gave the side the wholesale the retail price. Amarle Hachin and Rabbi Chukim Shem Simon. So he said, "You should know there was Ma'aseh Amon before." The scenario Simon ain't paid Ma'aseh Sheni. I'll be Shoytim. You don't redeem based on Shoytim, but rather based on the wholesale, as they say in the comedy business. A goy is somebody who pays retail. Jews never pay retail wholesale, and that's how you paid Ma'aseh Sheni. And anybody makes them pay more is considered, as Gemara says, a Shoyta. And we will stop here.